Today marks 50 years since Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood debuted on public television. 90.5 WESA's Katie Blackley brings us this story of how the show helped grown-ups be parents and children grow up.
When Cindy Carioli was a new mother in Philadelphia in the 1970s, she was like any first-time parent, nervous. She wanted to raise her children right. She says she was pretty strict, they couldn't have a lot of candy, and they couldn't watch a lot of TV, except Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
It wasn't long before I realized that I was watching him for me.
Carioli says she closely observed the way Fred Rogers interacted with his young audience and with the other characters on the show.
He'd never talked any different down to, so to speak, if he were talking to a child or a professional or, you know, somebody he met, you know, in the neighborhood, whether it was a puppet. It was the same for him.
Rogers' calm, gentle tone really helped guide Carioli. She says the way he would tackle tough subjects became a model for the conversations she'd have with her own children.
And it just made it so much easier to talk to my kids about their feelings and, you know, difficult topics. I mean, he was so good at that, and I grew to love him. I would say as a father figure, I really did love him.
Carioli's son, Carly, is grown and has a family of his own now in Boston. He says he remembers his mom looking to the show for guidance and using Rogers' music as a portal for dialogue.
My mom would walk around singing those Mr. Rogers songs to us in times where I think she was struggling to figure out how to talk to us about things that were going on in our lives. Like, that was her North Star, was Mr. Rogers.
You know, people often get angry when they're hungry and also when they have to wait. So let's sing What Do You Do With the Mad That You Feel? What do you do with the mad that you feel when you feel so mad you could bite?
As a father, Carly says he watched the show with his kids when they were growing up, and as an adult, he paid closer attention to Rogers' message.
You're sort of struck by the authenticity of what he was doing and just how remarkable it was that he had the prescience to kind of think about that individual value no matter how different you were from everybody else.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you.
He's not thinking about broadcasting to millions of children.
Junlei Lee is co-director of the Fred Rogers Center.
He would always say, I'm thinking about this one child who's there and perhaps the one parent who's standing nearby and listening. And this is what's on his mind when he tapes every single one of the programs.
Lee says Rogers wanted to create a fictional world that would reflect what kids might encounter in real life.
The neighborhood of make-believe is this place Fred created to help children understand the kind of hard work that it takes to build a neighborhood in which people can understand each other's differences, accept each other's differences, and work through difficult challenges.
The storylines within the neighborhood of make-believe, like how to share and how to compromise, resonated with many young viewers, including Spring Hill resident Riley Baker. And as he matured, Baker says he recognized another lesson that Rogers had given him about masculinity.
Fred Rogers showed us a way that men can be caring and considerate and listening and thoughtful.
Baker's now a father himself, raising a five-year-old named Luna. He says they've watched some Mr. Rogers as a family, but Luna tends to watch the new animated spinoff, Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood. It's based on the Mr. Rogers Neighborhood character of Daniel Striped Tiger. Baker says the tone and the pacing of Daniel Tiger is similar to Mr. Rogers.
What do they say on Daniel Tiger about when you're doing something new?
Hold a grown-up's hand.
While Daniel Tiger may have animation and new characters, the message for young children remains the same. Ohio mother Colleen Cook says watching the show with her kids has been helpful, especially when her family started to grow.
We joke that Daniel Tiger's the third parent in our house because my children have learned about how to welcome a sibling into the family.
Cook says she wants to share the Rogers message with her own daughters.
It's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day for the neighborhood. A beautiful day for the neighbor.
Would you be mine?
Could you be mine?
Won't you be my neighbor?
Fred Rogers died in 2003, but his legacy continues to be passed down from one generation to the next. I'm Katie Blackley, 90.5 WESA News.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine?